Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella with news about the Obama Center and how you can take a tour. When does this start, Jen?
Yes, it actually started last month. Good morning, Bob. I was at Promontory Point for the 4th of July and saw it. There's a lot of progress on the building itself. You can see it from, you know, while you're sitting at Promontory Point. It's coming up. But if you really are curious, you want to know what it's going to look like, what kind of programming they're going to have, they've been offering tours. The next tour is September 30th. There's another on October 18th and November 15th. It's totally free. You could just show up. There's no advance registration required. And the folks there will show you around the campus, tell you what's going to be where, when it'll be open, and talk through the design, different programming for the center. So, if you've been curious about what it's going to look like, how it's going to impact the neighborhood surrounding the Obama Center, you can go check it out. It's over at 6001 South Stoney in Woodlawn.
I'd like to do that myself. More at blockclubchicago.org on that. Let's talk about this new European-inspired restaurant in one of Chicago's most iconic buildings. Where's this?
This is very exciting to me. Inside the Lyric Opera of Chicago, there is a new restaurant. It's called Eve's. And it actually is named for the curved architectural eaves in the original Civic Opera House at 20 North Wacker Drive. It's a gorgeous space. I'm already obsessed whenever I go by the Lyric Opera, and I've been to a few shows there, and it's just a beautiful space. But if you're not down to, you know, if you don't have 3 or 4 hours to take in an opera, you can go and check out this gorgeous new restaurant. It really has a focus on seasonal food, and it's inspired by kind of 1920s, 1930s European library. It's a great, like, looks like a great, like, date night spot if you're looking to impress. And they are open to the public. So there's another restaurant in the Lyric Opera House that is only open during shows, before and after. But this, you can just walk in. They have special schedules when there are performances, but otherwise, you can just go check it out. And they even have their own version of the, you know, famous Chicago Italian beef sandwich on the menu.
Of course they do. Yeah, they've been working on that for a few years. 20 North Wacker Drive for that. And finally, let's talk about Atomic Cake. And we were talking about this for some reason a few months ago, and people on the South Side know all about Atomic Cake, and people in other parts of the area here don't know what you're talking about. It's really a South Side creation, isn't it?
It is. I remember when I went to college and I would tell people who weren't from here about it, because I was as a Southsider, and they'd be like, what are you talking about? But the cake has a layer of banana cake with fresh banana slices, chocolate cake with strawberries, and then up top it is vanilla cake covered with hot fudge and whipped cream. It is delicious. It is something that I typically wouldn't like choose for a birthday cake, but I had it at so many birthdays as a kid, and now it is just nostalgia. It is so delicious, and it's catching on. A chef in Detroit who ended up coming and opening a steakhouse downtown at 500 North LaSalle, she created a Atomic Cake Sundae after learning about the cake. It's called the Atomic Sundae. It's at Hawksmoor, Chicago, and it looks so good, but it incorporates all the flavors of the Atomic Cake, the bananas, the strawberries, the chocolate fudge, and it is a huge hit on the menu. It was meant to just be a special, but it's a $20 sundae, and it is a permanent thing on the menu this summer. So if you want to have a little kind of fancier version of the Atomic Cake, you can go to this new steakhouse at 500 North LaSalle. And if you want to get the original Atomic Cake, there's a bunch of bakeries down south that can help you out, including Weber's.
It's a great story. It started in the atomic age, and supposedly a baker was working at the original Calumet Bakery in South Deering, but he opened the Liberty Bakery in Roseland, and is that where it caught on at first?
Yes. I think there is still an argument. I think I actually went to Calumet Bakery to pick up an atomic cake for a friend's birthday recently, and I think they're still claiming it's their original. But yeah, the Liberty Bakery is no longer around, so they're not there to fight for the title. But in an old ad for the bakery, they do say that they were the originator of the atomic cake.
No,
there are a few different versions. Weber's calls theirs the banana split cake. So, but they're all delicious, in my opinion.
The legend continues. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good one.